Practical Work on Self, Chapter 12, Sensing. Through sensing, we can follow the momentary concentrations of forces in our organisms, where inner tensions of forces occur, when they shift, and at what tempo. Sensing is very important to us in our work with the machine, and if we hope to be able to awaken the machine, determining its state by its sensations, we must know the definite difference between sensing and feeling. Sensing can be understood if we can learn to see the inner tensions of the machine, when they shift and at what tempo. We are not interested in muscular tensions, but in tensions of the electrical forces proceeding in the machine, quite apart from its own organic functions. To follow and be able to use these inner concentrations of force, because we're not taught this observation from birth, we must learn a new way of seeing the inner activities of the machine. Tension collects in the organism according to the laws of the octave, manifesting in any given place only momentarily. If we know where tension will next appear, we can expect it and focus our attention before it disappears. Tension is much quicker than our ability to perceive it, and so we must know beforehand where to look for it. In this effort, an inanimate helper, such as prayer beads or a special rosary, can help. Following the formula 1 and 4, 4 and 2, 2 and 8, 8 and 5, 5 and 7, and back full circle to the tension of forces represented as 7 and 1, representing the tension between any of 2 points in the organism. In the desert, if we know that a big ridge always lies across the wind, we can make adjustments in our orientation according to this fact. Only a very big storm can change the dunes, and one cannot go far during a storm. It is important to us, if we really wish to work to awaken the machine, to know this big secret. Once in the desert, we cannot depend on ordinary navigation to tell left from right. When we sense, we do so with the whole attention, so much so that for the moment, nothing exists for us except the sensation upon which the attention is fixated. When we take a sip of water in this way, we do not at the same time allow the attention to wander off in side thoughts of what we had for lunch. In ordinary life, we cannot remember to awaken the machine because at first, when we do not yet know exactly how to awaken it, we try to awaken the machine with mental exertion. One must learn to distinguish between thinking, feeling, and sensing, and then use all three in work. All experiments with the awakening of the machine require a sustained inner sensing of machine tensions. Sensing can also be said to be the method of making contact with the inner world by directing at least part of our attention to inner electrical tensions and at the same time sensing the results of these tensions. Posture evokes mood. We can use this special form of organic suggestibility to remember to awaken the machine by keeping the attention on organic tensions. Think of the human biological machine as a pinball machine which has lights and bells which activate when they're struck by our attention, represented by the steel ball. Imagine this pinball machine to have only 7 lights, each of a different color and in a different location in the body, each of which also has a corresponding bell, each tuned to a different unique pitch. Now, when the tension shifts from one part of the organism to another, see these bulbs of the two points between which the tension has temporarily come to rest as glowing colored lights. and hear the corresponding bell as it also rings. Each part activates according to the law of the octave.